Hi, and welcome to the Should Be Known podcast. I am Clayton Pixton. Welcome here to the Should Be Known podcast. We're on number 17, and we're going to talk today about things of the Spirit. Okay, we're going to talk about spirit. Spirit as opposed to physical matter. There are two things in the world. Physical matter and spirit. Spiritual matter. And they're both matter. But one we can see with our natural eyes, and one we cannot see with our natural eyes. It's more fine or pure, and we can only see it with pure eyes, but it's all matter. I'm giving you that little cheat beforehand so you can understand what we're going to talk about. So we talked about Wendy Trainer. In episode 13, Wendy Trainer, a lady who I found in Wikipedia, and she has a theory of depression which stands out to me because it is spiritual. I read this little write-up on the web about Wendy Trainer, and it says something about bringing the spirituality back into psychology. Called it the new psychology. I'm not sure what that is, but isn't she right to think that psychology is spiritual? Isn't she right about that? We are spiritual beings. We have a physical body and we have a spirit. And science is all about the physical world. Knows all about that. It doesn't know all about that. It's learning about that. But that's its domain. And it's great and wonderful. But it doesn't know anything about the spirit, spiritual matter. It's not in its domain. And people who think that they're going to learn about things in the spiritual realm through science, I think are just misguided, right? Because science is about the physical world. That's what it does. It's what it excels at. And if you want to call it spiritual science as opposed to physical science, then maybe you could have that. But physical science doesn't do it. Let's talk about death. When the body dies, it loses its spirit. The body and the spirit separate. That is death. You could say, well, the body and the spirit separating caused death. It doesn't cause death, it is death. It's the definition of death. And you can see that, it's clear, and people understand it. We taught that principle as missionaries, and people never had a problem with that. But science would have a problem with that. Science does have a problem with that. Because science doesn't understand that there is a spirit. It's not in its domain. Science knows nothing of the spirit. And it's okay. You just got to understand science for what it is. Science sees death and it scratches its head. It says, what happened? The body that was functioning is now not functioning, and I can't communicate with the person that was there, and now we can't revive it, but the body's all here, right? Everything's here we need for life. That's what science says. Everything's here. But science doesn't understand that everything's not there. There's no spirit. The spirit is gone. The person's gone. people understand this. You look at a body from which the life has left. Everybody understands that the person's not there. They have left. They're elsewhere. You can see it if you've ever been to a funeral. You can see it looking at any dead animal. It's very clear. But science doesn't understand that because science is physical, not spiritual. But a whole half of the world, guys, is spiritual. Like I said, there's physical matter and there's spiritual matter. It's all matter. It's all there. It all exists. We can't see the spiritual matter with our natural eyes. May I say here something about artificial intelligence? There seems to be an effort in the world to create artificial intelligence, to pioneer artificial intelligence, to create intelligence. But can you create intelligence? I say absolutely not. You can create a computer that will respond to stimuli and according to the program that you put in it. And you can build all sorts of contraptions. You can pile data onto it. You can make the processor faster. You can do whatever you want. But can you put consciousness into a machine? Or does consciousness arise from the processing power, from the program and everything of the machine? And I think everybody understands that it doesn't. I think some people are still kind of trying and still have that hope because there's this belief that consciousness arises from that stuff. But to me, that's a misunderstanding of this whole half of the world, which is spirit. So artificial intelligence, a machine that responds to stimuli. Anybody knows that's in itself not intelligence, right? We had computers back in the 60s and whatever that far less complex than what we have now, far less processing power. And if you want to talk about machines that respond to stimuli, you could go way back before computers. You could be a caveman and you could build some contraption that responded to, you know, pressing one end of a stick and as a lever and the other end pushed a rock up and it got some stimuli and had a reaction. I mean, there's no limit to how simple you can make a machine that responds to stimuli, is there? And that stick contraption doesn't have consciousness any more than the most powerful computer or network of computers has consciousness, right? Because they don't have a spirit. You're missing the part that makes consciousness. That's my feeling on artificial intelligence. I'm not saying that we shouldn't try to make machines smarter and try to make cars safer and stuff, but an effort to do that with the notion that it's going to develop consciousness somehow, become a person like us, to me is just arises from a misunderstanding and a lack of understanding of spirit. Okay, there I said it. Okay. Should we do some music? Came up with that little thing a long time ago, but I like it still. I don't know why I thought of it recently. It's on my hymn CD called Hymns Anew, but you can't hear it on the digital version online because it was presented as kind of an in-between. I had music in between. Which was really cool to me, but it doesn't work for today's music listening model, where you don't really listen to a whole album on a CD. Okay, so talked about artificial intelligence, and I feel like I got it a little bit of a soapbox. Hope that's okay. And I talked about science and what science is and what science isn't. And let there be no misunderstanding. Science is wonderful and great and useful and should absolutely be furthered in every way. It just shouldn't think that it knows anything about spiritual things. Or should I say, people shouldn't think that its domain is spiritual things. I'm thinking about this. Can you maybe take a poll of people's actions, do a study, see what people do as a group and as individuals, and gain some understanding of spiritual laws, things that happen over time? Maybe so. In any case, let's just understand that there is a whole domain of spirit and we can't see it with our natural eyes, and physical science is not in that domain. Can we say that? Okay. The body is the tabernacle of the spirit, even the temple. The body doesn't know anything without the spirit. There's proof of that. Just see what a brain knows absent of the spirit. It's dead. Doesn't know anything. The spirit knows it. Is it not so? Science scratches its head at this. Doesn't understand why life doesn't arise from matter. Doesn't understand the breath of life. Doesn't understand the spirit. Doesn't understand spirit. Spirit is more than just people, right? It's all living things, for one thing, meaning animals and plants, but I think it's more than that. And I don't know enough about it. The Holy Ghost is a spirit without a body, flesh and bones. Spirit can dwell in your heart. Spirit can take possession of your body. Not a good spirit wouldn't do that against your will or whatever, but bad spirit would. Doesn't kick your spirit out, I guess. It can't, but we learned something about spirits in the New Testament, for example. The spirit was cast out, a legion was cast out of the man and besought Jesus that they could be cast into the herd of swine. They wanted not to go out empty-handed. They wanted to go into the herd of swine. And they did. Jesus let them. What does that say about spirits? I'm not sure. And then the swine ran down a steep place into the water and drowned. Why would they do that? Did the evil spirits want that swine to do that? Or did the real swine want to do that? Why would the real swine want to do that? They wouldn't commit suicide. I mean, right? Even if it was yucky having an evil spirit with you, I don't see why you'd do that. It seems like it'd be the evil spirit that would cause you to do that. Why would they want to do that? Did they change their mind after they got in the swine and were like, this is no good? Or did they have a plan beforehand to just kill these swine for no good reason, just to be punks? I don't know. Sorry if this is too speculative for some people. I just think they're questions I have. I think they're okay questions to have. And I'm a person who likes to ask questions, not just to ask them, but to find an answer eventually. Speaking of finding an answer eventually, we are going to find an answer to some of the questions I've had regarding depression next episode. All right, I'm Clayton Pixon. This is the Should Be Known podcast, and you are up to date, as they say on this local show that's on KCUR called Up to Date. And I hope you have a great day.